There have been some dramatic military developments in Ukraine over the past few days. Following reports of a lightning-fast counteroffensive, the Ukrainian army has regained territory, pushing Russian troops out of the eastern Kharkiv region. Over the weekend, the Russian Defense Ministry said its troops had left the area to, quote, regroup. Isabel Kershudian is Ukraine bureau chief of our editorial partner, The Washington Post. She joins us now from Kyiv. And Isabel, good to have you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So a lot going on. Tell us what we know about what sounds like a stunning Ukrainian counteroffensive in the east.
Yeah, I think we all assumed that, you know, the longer this war would go on, the more it would favor Russia. But, you know, I don't think anybody expected Ukraine to be able to take more than, you know, 1,100 square miles in a five-day, you know, period. Ukraine had long been touting a counteroffensive in the south, in the Kherson region, and Russia did send more reinforcements that way. But at the same time as that counteroffensive started, Ukraine kind of secretly started this one in Kharkiv and really caught everyone, including the Russians, by surprise. And now they've been able to take some really strategic cities, including, you know, the town of Izum. And now that it's in Ukrainian control, it seems like they're going to be able to keep pushing into, you know, the Donbas region, Donetsk and Lugansk.
Right. So help us understand why this is such a significant gain and why this eastern region is so strategically important in this war.
Yeah, well, if you just, you know, think about the city of Kharkiv that's been under constant bombardment, that's Ukraine's second largest city after Kyiv. And so it's always kind of under threat. There's still missile strikes there now and, you know, hits to critical infrastructure. And clearing that region is going to free up more forces to take more territory in the east, further south, and also help, you know, the Ukrainians gain more ground likely in the Kherson region and start to take back some of their biggest cities potentially.
Right. Isabel, this sounds so dramatic. We're reading reports that in one town east of Kharkiv, Russian soldiers literally dropped their guns and fled on foot or on bicycle and just vanished. Can you give us more details about that?
Yeah, I think this all happened so quickly that the Russians did a very, very hasty retreat. And what's really significant is all of the stuff they left behind. I mean, we're seeing videos on social media of just a field full of tanks and armored personnel vehicles and other, you know, ammunition that they just left. And Ukraine is going to use all of that stuff. I mean, they're going to refashion it for themselves. So the equipment losses, the weapons losses in this retreat, I think that's going to be ultimately the biggest price that, you know, Russia has paid in this. And it's a big moment for Ukraine to kind of get equipment for free at a time when the West is still sending aid.
Mm. Do we know, Isabel, how far the Ukrainian forces actually pushed the Russians back? In other words, did they push them all the way back into Russia, or are they setting up another line of offensive line in Ukraine? Do we know where they are?
Well, it's a little bit difficult. You know, there's a lot of information kind of flying around, some verified, some not, but it does seem like they have gotten to the Russian border. And then I have heard today that they might be on the outskirts of Severodonetsk, you know, a city that was contested for more than a month. And, you know, now the Ukrainians have potentially gotten all the way there and might be in position to contest it again.
So as we mentioned, the Russian Defense Ministry talks about troops leaving the area to regroup. Has Russia acknowledged the extent of what sounds like a pretty catastrophic loss for them?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're obviously framing it in their terms, you know, for their public with their state media that's propaganda. But, you know, there was a video of a Russian military briefing and it had a map in the background that showed the Russians expelled from pretty much the entire Kharkiv region. But there's also fractures that we're seeing even amongst pro-Kremlin, you know, bloggers and military bloggers are kind of criticizing the approach as well. So we're starting to see, you know, some fissures in the Kremlin even about how this is going.
Right. We've heard, not surprisingly, this counteroffensive is a big boost to Ukrainian morale, a somewhat crushing blow to Russian morale. Isabel, in what way does this apparently successful counteroffensive change the shape of this war? Does it change the shape of this war?
Well, it's certainly a big momentum swing. You know, I think they are going to be able, the Ukrainians will be able to ask for more weapons. Like, look what we were able to do we can do more and we can put an end to this sooner, which is what everybody wants. You know, also, Ukraine has been pretty ambitious with its stated territorial goals. The defense minister, Alexei Reznikov, over the weekend made it pretty clear that they want all of their territory back. So that includes Crimea, parts of the Donbas region. They're talking about putting back the territorial lines to what they were in, you know, 1991. That's pretty ambitious. I don't know for sure that Europe and Washington would continue providing support for all of that. But, you know, suddenly everything seems possible with just the pace of how this went.
All right. Well, that's Isabel Kershudian. She's Ukraine bureau chief for The Washington Post, speaking to us from Kyiv. Isabel, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.